Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host Peter, and this week by Tom and Donny. How are you doing, Donny?
I'm very well, thank you.
How are you doing, Tom?
I'm good, Peter. How are you?
Not too bad. Right, we'll get stuck into all usual nonsense of keeping housekeeping, then we'll get into the nitty-gritty stuff. Right, so first up, Ken Van Veen Cup. Next round is complete, the scores are online, so I've got you both here. We do the quick quarterfinal draw. There's eight numbers. I know I've sprung this on you. So, Tom, you can go first because you're still in it. Pick number 1 to 8.
2.
Is the FPL general. Donny?
I'll just say 1.
Scott, Prem Fantasy.
Tom? 7.
Is yourself, Tom?
4.
FPL Liga.
8.
Ashnern, 88.
6.
Samuel Mack, 05.
5.
Thomas Lemon, 18.
And 3.
Lockie Hine. So that's your quarterfinal draw. FPL General, Scott Prem Fantasy, Tom vs FPL Liga. Ashnern, 88 vs Samuel Mack, 05. Thomas Lemon, 18 vs Lockie Hine. Those fixtures will be the next 2 game weeks, so once again, if you're playing, keep your team ready for who you're playing against, and I will put the official draw online later so people can see it. Right, next up is League Top 3. I'll find it. There is change at the top, so Josie's Bus Driver's up to number 1, 406 overall, FPL General's up to number 2, 406 overall, and third down 2 places is the Backstreet Boys, 400. So, now that's out of the way, let's get to our score and rank for the week. I believe, Tom, you're now last of the three, so you can go first.
Yep. I got 50 points this game week. I had Clark in goal for 2. James Brown got me nothing. Captain Tav, 18. Stevenson, 1. Midfield, I had O'Hara for 3. Boyle for 4. O'Reilly for 11. And Luke McCowan for 2. And up front, vice-captain Furuhashi got me 2. Lammers, 5. And Simon Murray got me 2.
Rank.
That gives me an overall rank of 761st.
Is that a red arrow or a green?
Red.
Right, I thought so. Right, next up is myself. I had a score this week of 53 points. I had Clark in goals for 2, Penrice 1, Brown 0, Captain Tav 18, Devlin 6, O'Hara 3, Boyle 4, Miller 1, O'Reilly 11, Vice Captain Furuhashi 2, and Lammers 5. 53 points all in. And the first red arrow of the season, down to 3, 4, 7. And that's the first time I've seen I've been under average points as well. So much to ponder. Okay, Donny, you're 1 point ahead of me. So on you go.
Good, that's what I like to say. So I had 72 points this week. Starting off with Hemming and goal for 7. Penrice 1. Captain Tab 18. McGarry 1. Scales 5. In the middle, I had McDonald for 4. Armstrong for 14. Boyle for 4. O'Reilly for 11. and up front, Bakayoko 5 and vice captain Kyogo 2. So that's my 72 points. My global score is 371. I had been 608. I've nearly halved that. I'm now 329. So I'm heading in the right direction for me.
So 1 point equals 18 point rank difference. I was wondering where you were sitting ranked. Right, cool. Right then, Tom, over to you for the results.
Yep, so first game, Saturday lunchtime, was Livingston 0, Celtic 3. It was a Hitati penalty. O'Reilly scored and Maeda got the third. Looking at the game, Livingston, hard to judge. I thought Bruce Anderson looked decent enough, but as mentioned last week, the price is a bit of a put-off. Funny game, this one, Joe Hart red-carded at 28 minutes. So that's James Forrest came off and Scott Bain came on. They managed to get three goals and keep a clean sheet, despite going down against 10 men. Livingston were a bit of a tricky team for us in previous seasons when Ange was the manager, but did well here. Unfortunately, Kyogo got nothing this week, but Maeda had four shots on target and missed a couple of big chances. So I think he's done that a few times this season. So if he can become a bit more accurate, then he might be getting a few more points. So be interested if anyone's advocating the Celtic striker double up. It was Hitati that got the opener. Still doesn't look to be top of his game just now, but we know what he can do. So I think with a bit of time, he'll be firing all cylinders. But Donny, obviously, the scale shout was working well. I kind of thought that was against the odds, particularly when Joe Hart was sent off. But how's that going? Are you quite happy with that so far, Donny?
Yeah, I think Celtic have had four clean sheets in a row now. So until he's out of the team, he's just a permanent fixture. Cheap as chips. His price will only go up. So I'm happy with it.
Anything else?
Yeah, so it was a comfortable win, despite the red cards. I think Hitati is what I thought Hitati would be at the start of the season, on pens, regular game time. So it's just taking a bit of time to get there. His fitness will come through the games that they play. And for me, you know, the double up in midfield might be an option. Celtic got their fourth penalty in six games, so I know there's no complaints about refs this season. Livy did have chances, but if you don't take them, especially against 10 men, then Celtic will come back and hit you hard, and that's what they did. O'Reilly has now equaled his goal tally for the whole of last season, so that's promising if you're holding on to him. In terms of Livy, you know, once they went two down, the game was over. Better fixtures to come, St Johnstone, Motherwell, Kilmarnock, so you've got a Livy defender. It'll come good in one of those games. Celtic, Motherwell, Killie Hearts again. I don't see any trouble there. Scales you can keep for the Ashy will come good. I think everyone's got them. So I don't see any reason to move there. And the good news for Celtic is they've got a week off because all the good teams are playing in the cup quarterfinal this week. So a nice rest for them.
Timestamp that one, Tom, for Thursday. That was, what does it say? That was 6 minutes. Now look at that. I pretty much, we discussed it last week. O'Reilly and Kyogo's the two that we thought. Tom, Donny's went Scales and Attack's probably the same. So I think if you go for any of the three out of the four, pretty much sorted. So they have been surprisingly kept clean sheets considering the makeshift defence, but I think that helps if teams are playing, haven't exactly been firing all cylinders herself. Probably, I think it's the best I've seen us play all season. They've looked a bit more cohesive under Rodgers, and Joe Hart doing one for the team, getting sent off, so James Forrest gets ripped off the pitch, so we'd have to see him play at his advanced age. Just not much more to add. I kind of like the look of Johnson, but I suppose when you've got Scales at that price, Scales is easier in there. I think Johnson probably overall will get more attack returns. He's been quite unlucky where he's overlapping and stuff like that, so it might come. But if you're looking for the cheap and entry, obviously Scales is one, and Hitati, I could have went Hitati from Turnbull, but I went to O'Hara. Obviously, as I have, Hitati's going to score. It's just, do I want to double up there? Once he's fully fit, he's definitely on penalties. He finished last season as penalties, so if you can down the route, Dory always mentioned penalty takers like Armstrong, O'Hara and stuff like that, then penalty takers for Celtic. We've had four Obviously, he's not been the last player in the last 4 or 6, but if I get 4 in the next 6, again, I'd like that. I could be a tat every day. But he was lucky with his penalty that we've seen. It just kind of slipped under the keeper and no more. So he got away with one there. Needs to be more, probably pick a corner next time. And it's cool with one of their games. He's not going to score every game, so he's going to have to take that sometimes. Sometimes if he's captain, it won't work. Obviously, we can't judge as usual. We don't judge any of these teams in the place out there. We just look for the fixtures afterwards or before.
Mm-hmm. I think with Scales, originally I kind of thought you were booking in a transfer, but Carter Vickers is going to be back early October, supposedly. So, I mean, the way it's going, it could potentially be Scales and Carter Vickers for the time being until other personnel are back.
Sorry, I want to add quickly before you move on. I was going to say that. Who's to say that you just mentioned it? Who's to say Scales wants to drop out? He's been playing quite well. Maybe Lager Beckel because of the age. It could be Scales that stays in until New Rocky's back. But then we would just be guessing about it. We don't really know.
No.
Sorry, Tom, on you.
All speculation. Dundee 2, Kilmarnock 2. We had Bakayoko scoring with an assist from Shaughnessy and Zach Rudden with an assist from Ricky Lamy. For Kilmarnock, it was Armstrong with the penalty, and he also scored the second with an assist from Dallas. Must have been a full moon the night before, because Josh Mulligan got red-carded at 34 minutes. A few reds flying about. Bakayoko now has 3 attacking returns in his 6 game weeks. Only 1 bonus point, but I don't think that's too bad for a 3.5 million striker. Zach Rudden, this is his first goal of the season, and he's had 0 assists so far. He's a bit more expensive at 3.9, so I think Bakayoko wins hands down for the cheap Dundee striker. Ricky Lamy, 2.8 million. He's had a goal and assist so far this season, and fairly cheap. However, Dundee, little prospect of clean sheets. They've only had 1 so far this season. For Kilmarnock, I think Armstrong now firmly the talisman. Unfortunately, I don't have him. I do need him. I was seduced by all the Boyle hype from you boys. but he was a bit of a letdown again. For Kilmarnock, they don't really seem to be keeping clean sheets. They're quite solid at the start of the season. But they're letting in a few goals just now. I don't know if Ndaba's, you know, the fact that he's missing, I don't know if he was the glue that held them all together. But we'll see when he comes back. For the time being, though, I think maybe perhaps Kilmarnock defence are in a void. Peter, you also don't have Armstrong. Is he going to be one of your targets for next game week? And what was your thoughts on the fixture?
It was good to end 10 game. Don't any teams looked fantastically great defensively, but when I seen the back of Yattle go going in there and I seen Armstrong, I just spotted Donny going, "What's Donny shooting right up the charts?" He's picked the right mid-price midfielder on form. Armstrong is similar to Hatate, we've mentioned that, and O'Hara when he's on form with the Pens, talisman-esque kind of player. He does look even sharper this year than he did look last year. He's got a better team around about him, so if I was to wild card next week, for example, I think Armstrong would be the one I'd have in my team. But you don't bring a transfer in and straight away get him back out. I've got to give O'Hara and Boyle a couple of game weeks to see if they can turn. If not, then you can hands up and go pick the wrong midfielder. But over 1 game week to knee-jerk, I don't think so. But he does looks like he's very dangerous. I mean, that second goal just goes down at the back. A Abada-esque, where Clyde's foot before he stood there and it rolls to his feet. And obviously, he's on pen, so I think he's a good pick. Defensive-wise, both of them. Did Beck do the assist for Bayaro? Am I right? Was that a miss? Is that wrong?
No. Might have been a fantasy assist.
Yeah, well, I just thought he looked decent going forward again. But again, these teams aren't keeping the greatest clean sheets. And I don't know if we kind of hyped up the Kilmarnock defence maybe just too much, when really, realistically, they're still a kind of fledgling team. They've got a young lot of guys in the back there, and this is going to happen. So you get what you get. It was kind of Livingston kind of style. You might get a clean sheet one every couple of games.
Donny?
Yeah, so it was a good game for me in terms of Armstrong. What you got to remember is I've played my wild card, and that was the first thing I looked at was middle of the park. I wanted O'Reilly in there. I wanted Armstrong. I wanted Boyle. I wanted O'Hara. I've got Matondo, who I can change. I wanted a bank of midfielders that take penalties that are guaranteed game time, and they return, at least one or two of them return week in, week out. So that's how I've shaped up. It's something to look for if you do plan wildcard in the next few weeks. So, yeah, certainly a good game for me. The only downside was Bakayoko conceded the penalty, So I lost a couple of points there, but very happy with Armstrong's return, the 3 bonus points. I think, as you were saying, for Kilmarnock, and it's a bit like St Mirren, I know we're going to talk about a lot on the podcast, is they are still, you know, middle, lower league sides that, you know, they've started off well, got a few good results. You know, they're going to have these games every now and again, so just don't go all in on them. But saying that, Kilmarnock, St Mirren, Celtic, Livingston, so, you know, 2 out of 3 easy fixtures there. Livingston will be a tricky tie, I guess. Dundee, they've got Hibs, Ross County, Aberdeen. Again, they ideal fixtures, but Bakayoko, I think I got him when he was 3.3, and he's risen steadily. No reason to change him. He's getting the minutes, he's getting the returns. I'm happy to keep him in my team, but Kilmarnock will be annoyed to let it slip right at the end, but Dundee showing that they've still got a bit of fight in them. And they're probably doing better than expected. I think they're 9th in the table, so they'll be happy with that so far. So, yeah, good end-to-end game.
Yep. Next up then, we have Hibs 2, St Johnstone 0. For Hibs, it was Lewis Miller that scored with an assist from Newell, and the second goal was scored by Venti with an assist from Lafondre. I think we'll just cut to the chase and say St Johnstone is still in a void. For Hibs, as mentioned, there's no Boyle masterclass. I was also frightened by the fact that he had 42% ownership, and I thought if he goes crazy, then my rank would have dropped even more than what it would have done. They did get the clean sheet, and it was a shame that Stevenson was benched because I've got him in my team as well, so no clean sheet points there. For Venti, 2 goals in 2, and I wonder if he's going to be Monty's preferred option. Lafondre also started the game. He's now on 3 goals and 1 assist for the season. Doige and Ewan were both benched, despite the presser saying that they were going to be fit for the game. I don't know if that's just precautionary, something to keep an eye on. When Ewan was subbed on, he did manage 3 shots on target, all of which were 3 big chances missed. So perhaps he can return to form. I'd like a Hibs striker for the Dundee game, but the fixtures afterwards are quite tough. And I don't know, with a new manager, I feel like there's perhaps a little bit of uncertainty of who's actually going to start up top for Hibs. But we'll see if you guys can shed any more light on it. Donny, what's your thoughts, do you reckon?
Yeah, so first clean sheet for Hibs, and we've done the around the corner, you wouldn't bank against them doubling that performance. As you say, the fixtures do turn after Dundee, so just be wary of going all in. And then they come up against Hearts, Rangers and Celtic. So, yeah, just be mindful of that. Boyle owners, which includes myself, still waiting for that bang. But, you know, he did get 4 points, and, you know, that can't be frowned upon. And as you say, Venti up front, if you're looking for a one-off hit this week, then certainly Dundee is one to target. As you say, St Johnstone's in a void, and Hibs have got one good fixture followed by 3 iffy fixtures. So again, just be careful there. But a good win, they'll be happy. The manager's kind of just getting his feel of the team and how to set up. But a clean sheet and a couple of goals, yeah, it's a good performance.
Peter, anything to add there?
Yep, St Johnstone avoid, just like you both said. Hibs, I think if Hibs didn't have 2 games after this game, we'll probably talk about them more and the potential, but as we know how this works out, as good as these teams can look, they can probably go out there and could potentially get paced off both teams. You don't know how it's going to work out. I do think Miller could be an option going forward. He seems quite a lively attacking fullback, so maybe not right now because the fixture run, but afterwards could be good. 2.9 on, 1.8 on, so could be a good differential. I hope that's not a differential, Tommy. Donny, I hope that's not. That's the play. Boyle has not looked lively. There were times where it's the last 2 games of trot I've seen him where he's just missing out. He's just set up playing the players, kind of scuffed it. Sometimes it's not his fault. So, Son's going to hit him. He is going to haul. Hopefully, it's when he plays Rangers, but we'll see. Venti or Lafond up front, I think, is probably the 2 first pick, probably. He's done himself no wrong with scoring that goal. And Doige off the bench. Now, again, they're priced that, I suppose they're not priced it cheap, but they could be cheap enough that you could bench. Maybe they could nick something against and you could go for it. So it's a kind of a punty pick. I think Venti looks quite sharp. But they paid a lot of money for them, didn't they? Paid quite a decent outlay for Venti. Couple hundred grand.
I think pass, but yeah, they've got Dundee and Hearts, and Hearts are no mean shakes at the moment. So they'll fancy their chances there.
So I wouldn't be against gambling it and maybe using the bench trick because it might work out for you. More so up front, not so much defence. I've had one clean sheet against one of the worst teams in the league. The game before showed they're still very vulnerable at the back, so I would be more inclined to go for the attacking option and maybe you might luck out.
Yep. Next fixture then, St Mirren 1, Hearts 0. It was the double act again with Strain and Strain scoring with an assist from Tanzer. So this time the roles were reversed and it was Tanzer assisting Strain. Could be time to consider one or both of these guys, but yet to be determined whether it's, they're serious options or it's just a purple patch. For Hearts, there's not really any sort of change. They do seem solid enough defensively. And there was a bit of a lapse in concentration from Hearts, which led to the goal. And there was a Goldmouth clearance later on. The next few fixtures are tricky. They've got Ross County away, Hibs at home, and then Celtic and Rangers as well. So tricky for both Edinburgh teams. I'm happy to stick with Clark just now, but I don't think I would be adding any Hearts defenders. And attacking-wise, with the lack of goals, I think the Hearts attackers are a complete avoid. St Mirren-wise, O'Hara, quiet again, but perhaps just coming back from injury. The goal threat does seem to be coming from the fullbacks. What's your opinion, Peter, on the fixture? And are you considering Strain or Tanzer or both?
The point will look good. Hearts is kind of sliding into that avoid. When I seen the fans are starting to kind of go, oh, and they're back again, kind of a bit seeing things not improving the way they want to be. I just want to shout out to, I think it was Samuel Mack in the cup. He actually done a wild card and went for both of them in the wild card, so that paid off for him. It's funny how a couple weeks ago you were like, right, these are a valuable option. Then you click on defender by points, and now Tanzer and Strain are number two and number three.
Two good game weeks. Two fixtures.
So this shows you kind of lack of like consistency back there. But if he'd went for Strain for the start of the season, he's 33% owned, so highly owned. I think he's the second owned defender in the whole game. So if you'd held on for that amount of time, you've done well. He's the price drops. He's 3.1. I'm guessing it's going back up to 3.2 after this week. Again, if I was well carding, I would probably have one of them in and potentially could go for two and use the bench trick. Hearts avoid, Kilmarnie, they're there too, and O'Hara, we've talked about all the time. He's just come back for fitness. Apart from that, a goalkeeper maybe, but then you don't have two defenders and a goalkeeper. I don't imagine the loads of clean sheets, but I wouldn't be against a double up with St Mirren defenders. I wouldn't want to play in a week, but I'd probably use him one on the bench and maybe get a bench trick out of it. But we'll need to be seen. We'll question it later if that is just purple patch for both of them, but we'll figure it out as the week's going.
Donny, anything to add there?
Yeah, so I've got Hemming in goal, so adding another St Mirren defender in there wouldn't be ideal. You would probably have to bench one, and even then, that's quite a lot of money tied up on your bench. But Hearts, I don't know what's going on down Tynecastle. Must be such a frustrating team to watch. And I think if the results don't go their way by the time they get to that Celtic Rangers, you could see a change of management. It's surely not that far away. I don't think the fans are too happy with what's going on. But St Mirren, good value. The sort of form in terms of how they ended last season and how they've started this season, can't really complain. They've got Rangers either side of Kilmarnock and Ross County. So certainly fixture-wise, they'll like those. It's whether you go all in or you just maybe dip your toe and take in one of them and see how you get on. But certainly value for money. No complaints there.
Yep. Our next fixture then, we've got Rangers 1, Motherwell 0. It was Dessers with the goal with an assist from Matondo. I've noted down here that Matondo looked good. However, I see from the press conference this afternoon, he's out for 6 weeks.
That's right.
5-6 weeks. Rangers are struggling to beat teams convincingly, particularly at Ibrox, where you'd expect some big scorelines. Captain Tav, consistent as always, collected all three bonus points and obviously got the clean sheet there as well. Lammer's got two bonus points despite no returns. He was responsible for 8 out of 17 Rangers' shots, 4 of which were on target. So I think that may be where the bonus is coming from. I don't really know what to say about Rangers just now. There seem to be a lot of injuries and poor form, so it's kind of hard to nail down what Rangers' assets you'd go for. In terms of Motherwell, I thought they looked confident. They were pressing Rangers right to the end. I think I'll probably be getting Spittle back after the Celtic fixture. Because he is playing a bit more advanced. But Donny, what's your thoughts? Fill us in. Who's this man conducting the press conference?
Oh, no, that's normal for the League Cup games. You're not missing out on anything there. But no, there's nothing good to talk about Rangers at the moment. So apologies. Clean sheet, 3 points. That's about as good as it gets. 3 wins in 1 week. But the performances are just not there. Should be putting teams like Motherwell away at home. Again, changes. Warrant's out till end of October. Matondo no out again till same sort of time scale. It's just really not happening. I took in Matondo for Cantwell. Also got a return and then he came off. So it's another change I'll have to make. We talked about Barisic and Yilmaz in the previous podcasts. I think Barisic will hold that spot. I don't imagine he's going to chop and change. Albeit Yilmaz will probably play League Cup game tomorrow. Dessers up front. Again, I think that's maybe just rotation. Sima and Roof both rested. It was interesting that when Matondo did come off, he put on Suter. So you've got to imagine that there's nobody fit enough to play 60 minutes. And at one point, we had 7 defensive players on the pitch. You know, we were lucky not to drop the points. A better side might have gone for the jugular and you know, grabbed a goal, if not a winner. Motherwell, I mean, they've got Celtic up next and then Livingston St Johnstone. So the value there probably has always been in midfield. I know myself and Peter have got Lennon Miller. Spittle is going to get you value. Defensively, I'm not so sure who the key players are in defence. I've not really focused on Motherwell as a defensive team. But Rangers, again, more changes. They're in League Cup action tomorrow. And then they've got Aberdeen, which is going to be a hard-fought game, as usual. Tavernier, it's an argument to say Butland's probably the next best player. But you know, whether that's a route you want to go down, for myself, once I get rid of Matondo this week, I will just have Tavernier, and that's me. So as a Rangers fan, it shows you I don't really back them that great. But it's disappointing. But I guess you have to take the 3 points when they come on the next one.
Yep. Peter, anything to add there?
Not much. I was just going to say, Butland would be my choice if you're struggling. I think Tavernier is the only one you can kind of rely on. Again, in a game where Rangers were poor, he still gets the 3 bonus points, so it shows you what it comes for. If I didn't know the score, I would have thought he'd get beat. Speaking to people that was talking, they were like really disappointed about it. So I don't think there's much people looking forward to. It's not fantasy wise, but they're not looking forward to with their style of playing stuff like that. So you're looking at that as a manager in this game, going, well, who can I bring in? And nobody's standing out apart from Tavernier right now. Matondo, we spoke up last week. Donny, you hunted from last week, and it worked to an extent, and then bang, and he goes out injured, so another one down. So, European football midweek, cup game this week, lots of games of football, I'd just be holding off apart from Tavernier. I think there's nobody I could really, unless you were confident to double up in defence, I'd be kind of going, wait and see how things, I know we say wait and see how things land, and if players get back fit, and they can go for it. Lawrence was the one we maybe thought about giving a shout to, and then another long-term injury for the end of October, so another guy out. Motherwell, I think, looked okay. Decent going forward. Some imaginary fouls going to be made up, stop the guy going through and goal, but we'll not worry about that one. I think Motherwell will be a team you can rely on most of the season. I think just have the players on your team. Midfield probably is, as Donny says, place to go, and just let them tick over. Bench trick, they're playing the harder games, play them at home, and I think they'll do you well. And maybe they will start become more defensively, and you can pick one or two defender units for their cheap assets as well.
Yeah, and that brings us to the final fixture then. We have Aberdeen 4, Ross County 0. Miofsky got the opener with an assist from Jensen. Then it was Duke with an assist from Graeme Shinney. McGrath with an assist from Miofsky. And Miofsky got his brace with an assist from Duke. I felt to some extent the result came out of nowhere, but if you just glance back at their midweek Europa Conference fixture against Frankfurt, they would have took some confidence from that. They almost got a result against the former Europa winners. though we'll probably need to see it, and if it's a one-off. They do have Rangers next game week. I think if they can put in a performance there, then it sets them up nicely for back-to-back St Johnstone and Dundee, what we're experienced with Hibs just now. So it does provide us some time. We don't have to be hasty and jump in just yet. For Ross County, not too worried about them. James Brown actually had a few chances. They've got Hearts at home next, and given Hearts' attacking woes, that perhaps could be you could be confident in a clean sheet there. And then they've also got Dundee away afterwards as well, so not bad fixtures, so won't be getting rid of my Ross County assets just yet. I think that's all to really take from that one. Peter, are you going to jump in on Miovski or Duke, or what are you thinking?
I'm not going to jump in on them, but I do think look, we're kind of heating up a bit. The tactics looked well, they looked buoyant, looked happy. So, again, a bad fixture next time round. I know Donnell has kind of goes, oh, they'll play well against Rangers, but it's still a bad fixture. So, if they do look okay, this fixture going forward, a tight game, then maybe the week after. I wouldn't be jumping on right now. Ross County, again, like Dom said, I wouldn't worry about it. They just got caught by an Aberdeen team right on form, kind of up for the European game. So I'm happy to hold who I've got there. And Aberdeen, I'll just be keeping an eye on their strike option, because we've been lacking this season with a lot of strikers. It's been cheap assets and Kyogo's been what we're doing for. So if Miosko Duke can become hot, that would probably be the move to make.
Donny?
Yep, so Aberdeen finally getting a win on the board ahead of what is arguably their biggest game of the season. That's not the quarterfinal of the Cup, that's a trip to play the Rangers. It's probably the game, you know, a home game to Ross County is probably what you would want when you're out of form and you've had that European travels in midweek. So it might be the start of something, but there's still going to be this midweek weekend, two games a week. Team, so we'll just have to wait and see there. Ross County, it's just one of those games to forget. I think Brown and Money, if you're on them both, just didn't work out. I did think about going Money, but I just left it. I just wanted to make the one change this week, so I didn't bother bringing him in. But he will have better games, Hearts, Dundee, St Mirren, you know, could quite easily kick off there. But for Aberdeen, you know, there's a lot of strikers out there at the moment who are not in form. If this is the start of something, then I would go Miovski first and then Duke. And again, Miovski's on penalties. So that always ticks it for me. Always good for a goal against Rangers. So I wouldn't put it past them. But fingers crossed, I am wrong and they get absolutely pumped. That's another one that'll probably come back and bite me.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Tom, your top 10s?
Top 10, yes. So top 10 consists of number one, Miovski, unsurprisingly, 18 points. Strain, 16 points for him. Lewis Miller at Hibs, 15. Maeda also got 15 points. Danny Armstrong at Kilmarnock got 14. Duke, 12 points. Then Tanza with 11. Jensen at Aberdeen with 11. Hitati and O'Reilly both got 11 as well. If we break that down position-wise, no goalkeepers, four defenders, three midfielders and three forwards. And I think glancing at that, if you exclude a couple in there perhaps, you're probably looking at last season's template. Would you boys reckon anything to add to that?
Apart from Armstrong and O'Reilly, there's a lot of differentials there. You know, if you stuck with Strain, you're getting rewarded. Hansa, Aberdeen, Perrin, you know, if you've held out this long, you maybe don't have a good rank, but you certainly got rewarded one game week. So it's maybe starting to turn. Who knows if it's just, you know, the right fixture at the right time. But I had Armstrong. I'm happy with that. Missed out on a few others, but that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, anything?
Just you said there, if you'd kept a kind of template team, if you'd looked at last season's players and picked them on that, he'd done well this week, but as Donny says, he's probably not done well previous weeks. But they're players to keep an eye on now and to see if they can keep it going forward. Strain and Tanzer's the one that interests me the most. I mean, that's two games with two fullback leading another fullback to a goal, and St. Mirren have looked probably the best of the rest, I think, so far, but they've seen they're playing really well, so we'll see how if they keep that up, and they're playing quite buoyant, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That concludes this week.
Okay, Don, over to you for a dive.
Yep. So, you know, just talking about form, that's what we're going to look at this week. So, as listeners will know, I like to give insight on fixtures, players, whatever's going on in Scottish football. And 99% of the time, it is my own work. But this week, I'm taking a day off. And all credit is going to go to Kevin Wood, who's at KevilleFish89 on Twitter. You can follow if you're not already. So Kevin is one of the experts in the game who provides with teams each week in the expert section. He also won expert mode, if anyone played that last season, so he certainly knows his stuff. So what Kevin does is he each week provides a sort of running total of players over the last 4 weeks. So you get to see trends, you get to see who's, you know, doing well or maybe who's coming off a hot streak. So it can be quite good as a snapshot as to where to maybe look for your next move. So some of the headline facts that he posted this week was, you know, Celtic 4 clean sheets in a row. That can't be sniffed at. Armstrong has the most key passes in the last 4 games. And Lammers, as Tom mentioned, has got the most shots on target in the last 4 games. So what I'm going to do is just going to take his data and talk about it in a bit more detail. So we'll go through each position. We'll have a crack at who the informed players are, and then we'll just have a discussion. So we're going to talk about goalies. Over the last 4 games, who do you think the best goalkeeper is, Peter?
See, you said 4 clean sheets in the truck for Celtic, but then Joe Hart got sent off. Yeah. I'll still go Joe Hart.
Okay. Tom, any change to that?
I think it's either Laidlaw or Hemming.
you're both wrong. It's actually Jack Butland.
Right.
With 22 points, you've then got Laidlaw on 18, Hemming on 18, Joe Hart 17, Xander Clark 17. So it's interesting there. If your keeper's not on that list, it suggests that you've maybe got a problem right at the back and you could be missing out. I thought it was quite interesting. Ross County goalkeeper is always in about these stats. Mm-hmm. I think it was the same last year. Top 3, Ross County keeper in there. And that is basically, they might lose a goal, but the guy will have 6 or 7 saves and you get your points there. Whereas Rangers and Celtic, if they lose a goal, it could be the only shot of the game. Interestingly, we talk about Joe Hart. He's had 17 points in his last 4 games, but he's only had 19 points overall. So I guess the red card sort of takes the hit there. Xander Clark on 17 points as well, which I think both of you have got, and Hemming's the one I've got. So in terms of what I said previously, Jack Butland could be a pick if you're on a wild card and you're not really sure where to land. You wouldn't go too wrong there. And as I say, Ross County, St Mirren, both doing well this season. Anything there takes your interest, Peter?
Ross County goalkeeper again. We mentioned it last year. I think he's a very good keeper, Laidlaw, so he is good for save points. He keeps him in a lot of games. So if I wasn't doubling up with Brown, I think Laidlaw will be the one I'd like. I think over the course of the season, he will pull. I get a lot of bonus points, a lot of save points. Yeah. So that's what you're looking for. You're looking for a keeper who is a good keeper, but playing for a poorer team. So he's the one, I think.
Yeah. Always catches me off guard. He's Ross County, and I never look at them favourably as a team in the league, but there is value there. We just choose to ignore it. Tom, anything at the back? You've got Xander Clark, is that right?
That's right, yeah. I think Butland could be an option in the short term since there's other Rangers options are lacking, but if you're booking in your wild card, you could use it as a short term and then wild card out of it.
Absolutely.
If you don't plan on wild carding for a while, though, you are kind of booking in a transfer. I think eventually, surely Rangers will start to gel and eventually be wanting some outfield players. So for the short term, it could be a decent option.
Confidence in Rangers?
It can't get
bad
much worse.
One of us has. No, I think you're right. You probably wouldn't want to invest over the course of a season at the back and tie up a space there. So we'll move on to defenders. We're probably going to repeat a lot of names that we've mentioned in the games. No surprise that Tavernier is top. What is a surprise is we've not had any penalties yet. So those points have all come through clean sheets and one free kick.
Remember, he volleyed it for 30 yards out.
So I won't ask you to guess because we've pretty much mentioned them. We've got Tanzer and Strain both on form. What is interesting is that actually Tanzer is ahead of Strain at the moment, and he's 0.2 million cheaper, maybe more by the time Strain figures come out this weekend. What is interesting is that we've got a Hibs player in there, Lewis Miller. Well, that'll be spiked because he scored at the weekend. But if you are looking for a differential, that could be one to go. We then hit a trio of Celtic players, Johnston, Scales and Taylor, with Scales being the stick out at 2.8 million versus the other two who are 4.6, 4.5. So as I say, I'm not going to spend too much time on defence because we talked a lot about it and bummed up St Mirren quite hefty in the game chat. Anything else in defence catching your eye, Tom?
Not really, no. I've stuck with Ndaba despite him being out for a good few weeks. I've not got rid of him the last couple of weeks just because, I don't know, the kind of informed defensive teams have kind of fell off a wee bit.
Yeah. Is Scales an option for you? Have you got space for a Celtic player in there?
Yep. Yep, yeah, so I could get Scales in. That could be an option for me.
I think you get Celtic. Have got so you get team news for Celtic's next two games. So you're kind of going to know where you stand at the start of each game week. So for me, he's quite an easy one. If he's not in the team, you just change him for somebody who's at the same price point and you move on. Peter, anything in defence that you're looking to change?
Scales probably if he's starting next game week, just going to do Suarez for Morwell. But again, I'd like Miller for Hibs, but obviously the fixtures aren't the greatest after this game, so maybe that's one for down the line. And I think with Strain's ownership, I think I need to go on one of them at some point if he's going to have decent returns more often, because that is a rank killer if they're going to... I know they're not going to do it every week, it's impossible, but if they do it more often than not, or even the clean sheets start improving, then I think you need to go on as a burn defender at some point.
Yeah, Strain went on a wild run last season and was just scoring and assisting almost every week. It was crazy. But it's good to see. Okay, so we'll move on to the middle of the park. Again, I don't think there's any doubt as into who's the top spot here, but do you want to have a guess at the contenders in midfield, Peter?
Right, so O'Reilly, Armstrong... I think off the top of my head, yeah. O'Hara was out, so not him. No, I'll cut it at that. Oh, really, I'm sure I'm not going to make a risk anything else.
Well, you've got the top two, so you've done not too bad there. Tom, do you want to have a guess at some of the others in there?
I think Spittle probably around the boat. Mm-hmm. Luke McCowan from previous game week's effort.
Yeah. podcast's favourite midfielder?
Matondo?
Boyle.
Oh, Boyle, of course.
So, yeah, Matt O'Reilly, 34 points in his last four games. His stats are mad, 57 for the season, averaging 9 points a game. Armstrong's 24 points. Callum McGregor is in next on 22. So he's kind of that Raskin type player that I talked about a couple of weeks ago that will just tick over, get assists or maybe a goal now and again. Spittle that you mentioned, 18. And then there's a few players that are on 17 that include Turnbull. Well, he's obviously not getting the game time now. So you can see that he's on a down curve. Boyle. Joe Newell and Luke McGowan that you mentioned there. So there is a few differentials there, but again, there's still names that we mention every week. I think, like you say, O'Hara's missing out because he's been injured. But anything in the middle, Tom, that you're wanting to change?
Nothing just now. I'll probably have to get on Armstrong at some point.
Yeah, it's a must have.
Hibs have a tough run. Spittle, Celtic next, but then I don't think the fixtures are too bad after that. Livingston, St Johnstone, Ross County, Aberdeen, not bad run of fixtures there. Probably those two, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Peter, you got any issues in midfield that you need to fix?
Nothing that I need to fix, but Armstrong's the one I'd probably want to try to fit in, but that would also need to use my non-playing player. I need to go elsewhere. So
yeah,
if he's coming in, it would be on a wild card. It wouldn't be, I couldn't do it in transfers.
No. Before I move on to forwards, what is interesting that outside of Clark, Aberdeen and Hearts are not represented at all in any of these positions, which, you know, two of the top six last season, it does show that they're, you know, really struggling form-wise. Although that being said, it's about to change as we move on to forwards. So again, quite a difficult position to nail down this season. Do you want to have a stab at the main contenders, Tom? 1, 2, and 3 in the last four games?
Kyogo, Lafondre, and Simon Murray?
Lafondre's not there. He probably is just outside the top six. Yep, Simon Murray's there, and Kyogo's there. Peter?
So the last four games, you said Kyogo's in the top three?
He is, yes. He's not number one, though.
So Bakayaro?
No.
Majovski, because he's hot at the weekend, the last four games.
Yeah. Majovski. And Duke Maeda. So again, it shows you how one game can spike the figures, you know, just as a one-off. So Majovski's ahead of Furuhashi, 29 points in his last four games, albeit, 18 coming in one game week. Furuhashi next. Again, he had a quiet weekend, but can explode at any time. Duke, again, that'll be spiked by his goal and assist at the weekend. And Maeda, again, with a goal at the weekend. So two teams taking up the top four positions there before we move on to Simon Murray, Dylan Venti, and Bakayoko. So again, Shanklin, there's no Rangers in there. There really is some fringe assets up front. So whether you want to, you know, look at premium or just stay in the bargain basement like I'm doing, and maybe spend the money elsewhere, that's something to consider. You guys have both got Lammers, I believe. That's probably a change you're trying to get out of, amongst others. Is there any of these names that you would look to? Tom?
I don't know, because obviously Lammers' underlying stats are quite good. And with the injuries and stuff at Rangers, at least he's probably going to start.
Yeah.
So without early team news, he's probably assured maybe for at least the next couple of game weeks before the international break. So I think he's maybe a stick for now. But then if he doesn't produce in the next couple of game weeks, then I think he's probably going to have to go at that point.
Yeah,
at which stage I think we'd have a better handle on what the Aberdeen situation is. Maybe be looking towards one of those guys because they've got a decent fixture run once they get Rangers out of the way.
Yeah. Peter, are you looking to make any changes up top?
Pretty much similar to Tom. I think every time I think about Chopin Lammers, there's always some other goals in each of the day, and he's done all right with returns that game. I know he's not scored many goals, but at least he's playing.
Yeah.
The cheap striker, Bacayaro or Murray, I think, is the one I'd probably bring in. And between, I'll have to wait and see if Aberdeen kick on and Venti. That's the kind of mother spot I'm looking at. If Venti can kind of play well under Hibs after a tough fixture, or if Majowski and Duke can kind of go on a run, then that's the. I think a sensible move for your second striker up shot. Obviously, Kyogo doesn't matter if he's quiet this weekend. Yeah. You're not going to sell him. You're going to keep him in your team.
Definitely. And it just shows you, you know, had I done this last week, you know, obviously he's not going to be on there. Duke's not going to be in there. Mieda's going to have a lot less points. It's just, you know, one game can really throw a spanner in the works. It can make a player look good or it can make a player look bad. You just got to take it all with a pinch of salt. So hopefully I've done Kevin's stats proud. He does do good work. I'll retweet this when I come off and you can see it on my timeline. As I say, if you're not following him, go and follow him because he does put in a lot of work for the game. He also is a Hearts fan, so he's not got a lot to be excited about at this moment in time. So thanks again, Kevin, and I'll see what I can do for next week, see if there's any players that I can identify. But that's me.
Okay. Tom, long you left? Do you have time for questions or you need to duck out?
I can maybe do a couple of questions now.
Right, okay, Donny, if I've missed any questions in this, you can let me know, right? I haven't looked at so many.
I'll try my best, yeah. Right. Quite a few.
First up is from Tom's opponent in the Cup. FPL Liga, best two mids other than O'Hara for the next two or three game weeks. So I'm assuming he's got O'Hara. And then we'll do that question first. Best two mids for the next two or three game weeks. We'll start with you, Donny.
O'Reilly, Hatate, Armstrong, Boyle, Spell. It's all names that you should be familiar with listening to the podcast. I think you can't go wrong outside of there.
Tom, any names to add to that? Or is that...
Yeah, I mean, Boyle's only really got the one fixture, and then it's Hearts and Rangers. If you're looking at the next three, St Mirren face Rangers at home, but there's Kilmarnock and Ross County either side. So O'Hara, I mean, he's not done much since he's came back, so Armstrong will probably be a favourite because he's got St Mirren and Livingston at home and Celtic away. So out of the fixtures, he's probably got the best two. Other than that, nothing to add. Perhaps an Aberdeen midfielder might start to emerge. But again, it's a wait-and-see situation there. That's about it.
I can be Tommy. Tommy, what am I getting Tommy for? Donny's names, I think Atati and O'Reilly is who you go for if you haven't got them. And I know you mentioned Boyle's fixtures, but I think Boyle's fixture-proof, so I'm playing with all the games, no matter who's playing, Boyle will be playing because he can catch fire in any one of them. I would hate to have him benched and not playing for if he goes nuts against one of the teams, especially Hearts. He loves a goal against Hearts. Second part of the question, okay, I called it already, but I'll say it anyway. Are Aberdeen final at the races, or is this result a blip? Tom seemed to allude to played well midweek, so... That's two good results in a row, or two good performances in a row. Do you think that's an upturn, Tom, or is it waitandsee.com?
I think it is an upturn. I think something's starting to click there. I reckon even if they don't win against Rangers, I think if they still put in a decent performance, keep the scoreline down, I think it's maybe a tick in the box for me, and surely they'll get something at home against St Johnstone, you would imagine. So they might have a Europe. I think they've got a European fixture. Yeah, they do have a European fixture midweek. So there's always the possibility of a European hangover. But I don't know. I reckon they've probably got enough there to do a decent job against St Johnstone at home.
Thoughts, Tony? Upturn in form or?
You know, I don't like to give Aberdeen too much credit, so I'll try my best. They play Ross County again in the Cup. You know, if they win that, they're in the semi-final. There's no Celtic. Obviously, Rangers are not great at the moment. So confidence, you know, going to Ibrox could be on a high. If they lose to Ross County out of the Cup, then again, it slumps and Ibrox is maybe not the best place to be going straight after. So there's, you know, two sides of the coin. It could easily go either way. That being said, I think there's only one player that stands out in that team for me, and it would be Miovski. Anything else is just a risk because the six games that they've had, they've not really shown anything outside of this one game, so it's a bit hard to give them too much credit, which I won't.
We're not all Aberdeen fans there. Right, next up is from Andy Penman. At Andy Penman, is the tide turning on St Mirren defence? Are they finally coming back to play as real options or just a 2K blip? Same similar question. We have kind of covered that. They're probably the best of the rest, I think we can both agree so far. So they're offering it. They're second and third point scorers. If you kept them on, well done. I think the ownership's going to go up. So for me, I think you've got to play the percentages here and you've got to get one of them in if you can. Especially if you can't stretch to strain, you must have players in defence similar price to Tanzer by now. So I think you can get that in. And I think some of them have looked pretty well. Even though they've dropped points, they still look well. So I think they're a definite team you should be targeting for defensive assets. Donny?
Yeah, certainly a team worth backing. Just be careful that you don't treat them like we did with Kilmarnock. You know, it's not the next Barcelona that will have games that they leak goals and they don't score. You know, strain to, you know, four or five games to get going. Price wise, you're looking at two defenders that total, you know, just over 6 million. So that's quite a lot to have in defence. You're probably going to have to put one on the bench, just in case it doesn't work out. So whether you want to tie that amount of money plus Tavernier, just got to be careful. He's also got O'Hara, which you might want to hold on to as well. So they're doing well. Would I want one? Yes. Can I do it in the next couple of weeks? Probably not. I'll maybe just have to hope that it doesn't go, but definitely worth backing.
Tom?
Yep. I'd probably go strain. I'm sure, don't quote me, but I'm sure Tanzer had quite good underlying stats last season as well, but it never really equated to fantasy points, whereas with strain it did. So for that reason, I'd probably be going towards strain. I think with the other teams, like Hibs and Hearts having particularly tricky runs, I don't think many people are on Aberdeen just now. Celtic, your defensive asset is Scales and he's 2.8, and I don't know if a lot of people have double Rangers, so I think that probably does free up funds to stretch to strain if you can get there. I think it's probably worth a shot. I mean, it may just be a purple patch, but in the Scottish game, you've kind of got to get on the players whilst the purple patch is happening. Or else you're going to miss the boat. So I think if you're going to jump on now, then now's probably the time to do it.
Yep. Good point. Next up is Samuel McFarlane. Is O'Hara St Mirren's best, safest attacking option with Oluseanya, Mandron and Grieve all being minute risk? I would say yes to that. Attacking, I haven't mentioned any St Mirren players attacking wise we've mentioned in this podcast. Donny, MD,
no. O'Hara. O'Hara, Donny, penalty premium. That's the only one I'd be looking at.
Any other apart from O'Hara, Tom? St Mirren, attackers wise?
No, no one's really impressed us.
What cover fixtures to target? That's the second part of his question, Tom.
What was that second part say?
Upcoming fixtures to target. I would just say MD plus Johnson, basically. That's the way I would look at it there.
Yeah, so Livingston are away to St Johnston. If you're going off for a one-off point, Bruce Anderson, a one-off punt, Bruce Anderson might be an option there. The defender, who was previously the top scorer, I can't remember his name, the Lucas, you could get on him. Livingston don't have too bad a run now. St Johnston away, Motherwell at home, Kilmarnock away, Dundee at home, not bad. You could get on them. Perhaps Aberdeen after that Rangers game. That's probably about it, really. Motherwell after the Celtic game. And St Mirren's kind of mixed bag of fixtures.
Okay. Any add that, Donny? You agree with Tom?
Yeah, no, I agree. A lot of teams have got sort of two out of three fixtures that are quite good, and it's maybe Rangers and Celtic in between. So just keep an eye on it and just go with what your gut tells you. It's hard to back any team because they can be brilliant one week and terrible the next, and that's just Scottish football. So yep. There's nothing that you can hang your hat on.
Okay, next up is Nathan Scoble at Scobie Bryant 36. Who are the must-haves going forward, in your opinion, on each line? So I guess that means goalkeeper, defender, midfielder, forward.
Yeah.
Donny's went through all the kind of stats and the point-wise. So goalkeepers, just name one player going forward. I don't think any's essential, by the way. That's how I would look at that. I wouldn't say any player's essential, apart from maybe Tavernier defensively and Kyogo up front. But goalkeeping-wise, any essential goalkeepers or must-haves, Donny?
That's not the essential. I've got him in. I'm happy with him and I wouldn't change it. So you're probably the same.
Tom?
Yeah, it's probably Butland, Hemming, Laidlaw, Clark are probably the go-tos just now.
Yep. Defensively, we all agree, Tavernier.
Yep.
Yeah.
Would you have a second-choice defender if you could have been?
I'd say Scales until he's dropped. And as I say, you've got 2 weeks of team news to work that out, by which time, if it's changed, he can easily move to a Strain or a Tanzer because his price is going to go up and up.
Tommy, add to that?
Yeah, probably Strain, given his form over the last two game weeks. Probably yep. be next best.
Midfielder, Donny?
That is a move that I would probably like to do further down the line. And again, it's the penalty takers, Boyle, O'Hara, Armstrong, usual names.
Yeah, mentioned them all. Any add that, Tom, the exact same names for mentioned the podcast?
No, probably Hatate. I think he's still kind of coming back from injury, but I think he'll probably start to hit form fairly soon, so he's probably the next yeah. one after that.
I think if he starts purring soon, I think we'll can all jump on him before, because he is good for a goal. If, again, he wasn't playing particularly forward. It was a penalty score, but again, the penalty is enough to make you go for a minute, because he's not exactly really pressed yeah. either. And up front, we all mentioned Kyogo, so I don't think there's MD who stood out from the pack yet to be second choice,
absolutely
is there?
Absolutely not.
Right, and the last question, well, it's three questions in one, is from MailStars4. We've covered most of this, so I'll just kind of go quickly. Opinions on double sub in defence, fullbacks to get Miller. We've covered that, so we've said Miller's probably not an option because he's fixtures, but I wouldn't argue against it. It's a cheaper option, and Tanzer and Strain's quite viable assets to bring in. We all agree with that one?
Yep. Yep.
And second up is midfield, Daniel Armstrong worth 4.8 million, or go with Lines or even Matondo. Well, Matondo's off the table because he's injured.
Yeah.
And we've blew smoke up Daniel Armstrong's ass all podcast. He's excellent. He's talismanic. He's on penalties. He's what I go for. Lines is not a bad option if you're looking for a, you can't afford Armstrong, but I think I would be making moves with my team to make sure Armstrong is affordable. Agree?
Yeah, 100%. Yep.
And third up, Majowski worth money up front. Anyone better value? We don't know if he's better value yet. If he hits some sort of format last year, he will worth the money up front. He could be the second option striker. It'll become quite temporary. But as it stands right now, it's only one game, so we don't really know. Agreed?
Agreed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously covered. Tom, are you still here, are you?
I'm bidding farewell now.
Right, okay. You can shoot off me and Donnie to finish up the podcast then.
I'll see you still next week.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Bye, Tom. Right, Donnie, we'll move on to the fixtures and then the captains, vice-captains, trying to thirst that us done. So, Tom's got one doesn't need to tell us this week. So, the fixtures are as follows. Game week 7. Eli Kirchhoff Saturday is Motherwell Celtic, so that's, again, your old team news for two games, as Donnie's mentioned a few times. Then it's all 3 p.m. Saturday kickoff. So, St. Johnstone, Livingston, Ross County Hearts, Rangers, Aberdeen, Kilmarnock, St. Mirren, and Hibs and Dundee. So upon hearing those fixtures, Donny, what is your captain, vice-captain and transfer plans, if any?
Okay, so captain, vice-captain, I think we'll stick with Tav Kyogo. That Aberdeen-Rangers game is a big one for me. I stay in Aberdeen, so it's always a make-or-break weekend, depending on how the result goes. I do like the look of that Hibs fixture against Dundee, so I've got Watkins up front. I could quite easily change him for Venti and then maybe change Venti further down the line. Just looking at anything else that sticks out or any gaps that I have. No, not really. I do need a new defender. I've got McGarry Aberdeen who's injured. So defensively, there's not a lot standing. I mean, yeah, St Mirren, I suppose we've discussed. I could put a St Mirren defender in there. But Captain Tav, Vice Captain Kyogo, and we'll just see what team news brings before I make any changes. Yourself?
Yep, exact same. Captain Tav, Vice Captain Kyogo, it's done as well so far. If Scales starts, I could probably move Suar to Scales, got plenty of money in the bank. One other option would be getting rid of Tagawa for Venti like yourself would be another option. But I think with early kickoff news, Celtic yeah. playing Motherwell, I think I would just move that sidestep to Scales and then
yeah.
that would be unless anything else breaks before then, like a Forest out of nowhere. But I think that's us. So go ahead and get your plugs in before we go, Donny.
Yep, so I am at @FFS_Donny.
Yep, Donny's at Tom's at FFS Scout and I'm at Fantasy Half, and we will see you again next week for the podcast. So it's a goodbye, Donny.
Bye now.
Hey, see you later. Bye bye.
mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.